Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have a great show going with Rosie and Jeff from Cedro Sport Fishing, talking about the best place on Cedros Island to fish, and one of the great destinations in the world to go catch lots of fish and lots of things that pull really hard.
Yeah, if you're into that sort of thing. If you're into wide-open calico bass and even more wide-open yellowtail and halibut and grouper, too. If you're into that, sure.
Things that pull really hard.
We're having a great time, again, talking about such a great place. And we want to talk to you. If you want to join us this morning in this second hour here on Let's Talk Hookup, it's all about the text. Send in your text through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's the only way that you do it. Again, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need, because if you win that killer prize, we want to make sure to get it to you. And what a prize we are giving away today. We mentioned it once at the beginning of the show. One lucky caller or texter is going to win a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses.
Yeah, those
it's
are
the
nice.
White tip pros, the matte black frame, and that top of the line blue mirror 580 glass.
Such
that
a comfortable
is
pair.
A really nice pair. Yeah.
And it's got the pro design with the movable eyepieces, the vented side.
Yep, the nose guard is adjustable. It fits your face. It's just a really nice pair. We're really, really stoked to get to be a part of that and to get somebody such a nice pair of glasses at the end of the show today. Again, if you want to get you through, it's all about that Let's Talk Hookup app and send in your text. Make sure you include your contact info. With that said, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report. We got the man, Captain Mark Wiss, our FishDope.com reporter, standing by. Today, that catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. You can check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest in customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make your reservation today. We got the man standing by, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Rosie, Jeff. Great show this morning. You guys do such a good job, man. Fun listening to you there.
Thank
and,
you
so much. I gotta tell you, it's been another really good week of fishing for the private boat guys here in Southern California. You know, with nice weather and improving conditions and plenty of fish around, made for some stellar trips. So, starting along the coast here this week, Santa Monica Bay still cranking out the halibut, pretty darn good fishing, best we've seen in years actually. 30 to 60 feet down the lower half of the bay has been the better area, and still some on the horseshoe. And inside of that, right out in front of the Pedro Gap out there between the red and green buoy, and there's still a steady trickle of nice ones coming out of that sector. And got to offer a shout-out to Alan Sheridan. He's fishing down off the domes there, San Onofre, 43 feet of water, 45-pound halibut yesterday, caught on a live mackerel. A foot-long mackerel is what he had told Danny.
big fish.
That's cool, man.
You know, those halibut, I mean, I've been telling guys this for a year. I fish halibut quite a bit there. We caught a lot of really, really nice ones on them big mackerel. They just love them things. So the bass fishing also along the coast here, you know, the water's 66, 67 almost everywhere. I fished local with my friend Mike there. We stayed local, didn't want to deal with the drama at the islands. And we're loading bait at the barge, getting them nice, big, beautiful anchovies from Dana Point. And he said, every bait is a bass. And, man, he was not kidding. 12-pound fluoro and a number two hook and a hot anchovy. Man, them bass were snapping. So up north there at the Channel Islands, man, it's been really good in that sea bass and halibut, even through all this crummy weather we've had. It backed off a little bit. Maybe the weather was too nice yesterday, but that stuff will be right back up on the bite there. But talking to one of my customers in the store, he fished up there quite a bit, and he was telling me about fishing the flukes, the way
Hang on, Mark. Stand
really
by.
Popular.
Stand by. We're having we're having issues somehow with what's going on here. So we'll figure this out. And we have a new system. It's always something here, but we'll try to figure this out. So just stand by, and we'll see if we can get it figured out. But in the meantime, why don't you read a text?
Yeah, well, we had a great text come through, and let me pull it right back up here. This one was, was from Joey in Menifee. It says, hey, good morning, guys. My question is, first off, I can't wait for my first trip going down with Rosie and Jeff. My question is, do you guys have rooms for four people, or do we just do two double rooms? Also, can four people fish on a ponga? Are there any boats that are big enough to accommodate all of us, or should we just do the two and two? Really looking forward to your guys' thoughts. Also, I'm really ready to burn through all my MC swim baits.
I love that. And Corey is too. Okay, so let's go for the rooms first. At Lodge 1, each room is two per room. So if you have a group of four, we'll put you two per room. And normally, if you're a group, I'll put you in the rooms that are, like, right next to each other. Now, up at Lodge 2, we've got a little bit different situation where we have three rooms with two and two rooms with three. Now, depending on the logistics of that trip and the people that are on it, I can put two per room. But our rooms up at Lodge 2 are huge. Last year, I had two groups of four that all wanted to stay in the same room. And I've got a great crew. They just pick up one of the beds in the room and put it in the other room at the end, room number five or four, and made it four per bedroom. Okay. And plenty of space in those really large rooms. You could do that.
That's cool.
And that's at Lodge 2.
And that's at Lodge 2, correct. So, and then as far as pongas go, by the way, Javier got a new ponga delivered yesterday.
Yesterday.
Whoa. And Mario is having a new ponga, I think, delivered on Monday. And so we will now have four to five pongas that will literally fish four people. They're over 30 feet long, so that'll fish four.
I mean, they will fish like six, but you just put up to four on them.
Yeah. And that's if a customer requests it, because at our price point, it is three per ponga.
Right.
Now, there's many times that we get guys that only want to fish two per ponga, and you know what? We can accommodate that also. Yeah. And what I do in that case, because we do lease our pongas, and if I get groups that want to fish two per ponga, usually if I have two guys, I've got another two to four guys that want to fish two per ponga. I will lease another ponga, and I will split the cost of leasing that other ponga between those six guys, a couple hundred bucks more, 200, 250 bucks more. And for the four full days of fishing or the three full days of fishing, depending on if it's a five-day trip or six-day trip, a little different logistics. But you can fish two per ponga.
I've seen husband and wife teams want to go down. Wife just wanted to, you know, for whatever, just a little privacy on the boat, having a bath or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it was just nice to just have the two, couple hundred bucks, no big deal, boom, done. And you're exactly right. I've never heard of a group where one didn't want to do it and another one's like, hey, man, somebody's willing to split half of the cost with you. Do you want to, you know, do you two just want to fish on your own for a couple hundred bucks? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
With that said, though, the pongas are huge. Three people disappear on a boat like that.
I can tell you with Javier's prior ponga, now that he's got a new one and I can't wait to see it, it had a raised deck bow area that we have a picture, four of us fishing on the bow, on that platform, throwing iron.
Just on the bow.
Just on the bow.
Yeah, yeah. That's not including the rest of the, you know, 25 feet left of the boat. Like, just the bow, you put four people
now,
on.
Now, granted, it was, you know, you paid attention.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, crazy and just not looking at casting. But when you got the rhythm going, I was surprised. It was, the pongas down there have definitely gotten better over the years. Not a bad one in the group, actually. I mean, they're all big pongas.
Look at that. Four on the bow throwing surface.
That's
ice.
Awesome.
Wow.
That's great.
That. Four of them.
Yeah.
Four on the bow.
Yeah,
I took the pictures.
They must have been biting.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
You know, they're always biting.
If I have a second, there was a question that was asked earlier about, you know, the funniest fishing or fish that was caught. I can tell you, I can tell you a story about the funniest one about a fish that wasn't caught. And it was a great wide open bite, as it typically is most days down at Cedros. And I got rocked a couple of times, and I failed to retie. So I reached in my tackle box to get a new jig, tied it on, casted it out, and I was getting hammered on the way back in on the retrieve, but I couldn't hook anything. And within about 10 feet of the boat, I saw the yellow come out with my jig in its mouth and shake its head, and the jig came flying out over the top of the boat. Well, I didn't stop to think. I just, you know, reaction cast again, same thing. And I'm scratching my head thinking, what in the world is going on here? And of course, everybody around is yelling and winding on their big fish. And I looked at the jig, and the jig that I grabbed had little tiny.
I figured you're going to say little hook keepers.
Little hook keepers.
Point savers or
yes.
Whatever.
And I had no idea they were on there.
All right,
never
I'm going to interrupt you here because I think I figured out.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay, let's get
it was
back
only
there.
An issue on the app. It was fine on YouTube and Facebook. But Mark, still, we still have you?
Yeah, right
there
here.
There
right
there. There.
We still have you. So go ahead and continue with your report. Sorry about that.
Thanks, Mark, for hanging.
Okay. So, no. So I just listened to you guys talk. It's like, so we were talking about fishing the Channel Islands up north there. And I was telling you that I was talking to one of my customers in the store this week who fishes up there a lot. And he's telling me about fishing some of the big fish, how they're doing it. So there's some really good ones along the kelp lines on the south side of Anacapa. And they're fishing like a Trank 500, 80 pound braid, 60 pound, four pop shot, 5 or 6 feet, and fishing those flukes. And they're seeing the fish, you know, tailing and breathing right up and down the edge of the kelp. But those big ones, you know, you hook them and they're right there on the edge of the kelp. They actually know where that's at.
Yeah.
So that's why they needed that heavy gear to shut them down. And, but smaller fish are fishing out on the squid beds, but those big boys right on the edge of the kelp. And then with this good weather now, we're finally going to get some reports from Nick and Santa Barbara Island. There's boats there now. So that's going to be interesting. And over at Catalina, still biting. Last week I had mentioned, somebody caught a 56 pounder sea bass.
Wow.
Well, it turns out, that's one of my customers that I just set him up with some gear and spoke about some various techniques just a day or two before
awesome.
He got the fish. And, they had caught their bait early. They got set up on the bait grounds right at dark, got their bait early. So they're fly lining a squid at 1:30 in the morning with just a light slider, which is a great technique. So they hooked two of them big boys, landed one. The other one got away in the anchor there. And, it was nice enough that John brought me a piece and Chris and I had it for dinner last night.
There you go.
Awesome.
Very
nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Fishtope.com, your source for everything. $30 off a new membership to fishtope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code. And Mark, how do we find you? I'll bet it's at Bolsa Chica and Edmonton.
Yeah, good job. Go on. Go, keep going.
Yeah. Right behind the big Chevron station, Pete. You forgot that part.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And the phone number is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I need about another 5 or 10 minutes to keep going over everything else we got. Man, there's a lot of stuff going on right now.
My favorite time of year for your reports, Mark. There's always stuff biting up and down the beach, and there's always something new happening. A great job. And, man, congrats again to all those guys for those big halibuts.
That's awesome.
Great. And we'll talk to you next Saturday, and hopefully the app will work next Saturday.
Thanks,
or
Mark.
Your phone call. Yeah. Still having that issue on the app. So we'll get that figured out with George as soon as we can get a hold of him. I think he's
good job, guys. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that very much. All right. You have another great text.
I sure thought so. It says, good morning to everybody. I'm getting ready to go down to my first trip with Cedro Sport Fishing. Outside of the fishing, I was curious what the wildlife situation was on the island. Like, I know that Catalina has their foxes. Is there any type of wildlife that's native to the island? And also, are there any hiking or exploring opportunities to do after a day of fishing? Or, God forbid, if we got weathered out? That's from Rory in Lakeside.
Yeah, you know, it's very rare that we get weathered out. But we, not last year, the year before, we had one day where it was just snotty. And, you know, the guys wanted something to do. So we set up for the guys to have a tour of the lobster and abalone co-op.
That is so cool.
And the one thing with that, though, is you have to wear long pants and you do have to wear closed-toe shoes. But if you can imagine, they're going in there thinking that they're just going to check everything out. And they did. But the people at the lobster and abalone co-op made them sashimi abalone,
oh,
made
rad.
Them stuff to eat, and trust me, these guys were like blown away. They're like, can we do this every year? Because it was just so interesting and then obviously so yummy. That same group, after they had their morning tour, they went up to the top of Cedros, and there's a hiking trail up there. And I think eight of them ended up hiking, and they said it was a beautiful hike. You know, they said there's a certain point where you get up there and you can see, you know,
how cool
on both sides. And they said it wasn't a difficult hike by any means, but it was a beautiful hike. And so that was fabulous. As far as wildlife, I got some video sent to me and some pictures. I think it was 2 years ago also. And it's like mule deer or the deer on the island, and they're out swimming in the water.
No way.
Yep. And I think they got chased there maybe by some of the local dogs or something. But they're out swimming in the water and then walk up on the beach, walking along the beach, and then
was that down by the center of town?
Yes.
Wow. That's so cool.
Wow. Yes.
I have never been there with anything other than great weather. You know, I've never had an instance where we were weathered out. I've never been there with anything other than, like, the worst weather we've ever had was like a breezy afternoon, you know, where we caught them great in the morning and then it was breezy in the afternoon. So instead of going to the front side, we went to the back side, you know, or back side
exactly.
to the front side, rather.
Right.
But my dad did a trip down there. Well, exactly. In all the years that we've done a bunch of trips down there, my dad was down there for one day where it was weathered out. It was still his favorite day. Just said it was so cool. They did the same thing. They drove through town. I think they went to the salt factory and checked all. It was just one of those things. And I've heard other stories about you guys taking groups doing barbecues on the beach.
Yeah, barbecues on the beach, catching little juvenile white sea bass from the shore.
It's a very rare thing, but again, just like everything you guys do, like you're the queen of making lemonade out of lemons.
We try.
I dig it. I don't think that I could give up a day of fishing at my favorite place to go fishing. Like, I don't think I could ever give up a day of calico bass and yellowtail. And I know how dumb this sounds. Like, I'm hoping that one of the years I go down there, like, I will be happily forced into a day of going to see the co-op or going on the barbecue or going on a hike.
Yeah.
I can't give up one of my fishing days for it. But I know one of these years, if you go enough, it's going to happen. And I'm looking forward to doing something extraneous like that.
You went to the other side of the island to a fish camp where –
Yeah, on the west side of the island, there's a couple of places, and we took off with our concierge at the time, Richard, Big Al, when he was part of the organization, Adrian, who's still part of the group, and myself. And long story short, we were well prepared for alcohol consumption. We took some fishing gear because we heard white sea bass could be caught from the rocks.
Yeah.
We toured the lobster camp and where they also stack seaweed.
Yeah, that's what I was curious. Like red fern.
Red, right.
Yep. It was, but there was nobody there. There was one guy, and because they had shut that place down for the season. But I'll tell you what, the conditions that those people live in over there were very primitive.
Uh-huh.
But these guys work all year long during the season to go and work catching lobster, white sea bass, abalone, urchins, seaweed, right? And it was a hell of an experience.
I'll bet, man.
And we got to meet some really neat people coming back through one of the other fish camps, and I can go on and on. But yeah, great stuff to go look around the island.
I dig
it. So much good stuff. You have another good one, huh?
Yeah, I definitely do. Let me run back down to the starred ones and. This one says, good morning, guys. Calico bass fishing is my absolute favorite thing in the world, and I love the idea of going down to Cedros. I'm curious about managing my tackle. Would you say that people spend more time fishing with swim baits, hard baits, or live baits from Calico? Also, can you, Jeff, give me an idea on the perfect pack if I want a Calico-focused trip?
Okay. Yeah, more than happy to. So depending on if you're fishing, if you want to fish the plastics, the swim baits, ounce and a half head, I use a 7.5 foot Seeker Blue Lightning with a 400 Tranks with a 60 pound on it, and I'll use a 60 pound leader. You can use the smaller swim baits on the outside of the kelp line, hit the bottom, start winding it, and you will catch calicos. You can throw stick baits. I've done that before. But my favorite thing is, and Corey got me into this, is to, if you can get up to the north end of the island on the lee side, the east side, and there's a lighthouse up there. And from that lighthouse, you can see this big carpet of kelp.
Yeah.
And so we basically pull the motor up. We just let the wind blow us through the kelp, casting out the big yellow banana slug.
The MC 8-inch slug.
Yes. And I was like, I don't know if this is going to work. I'll tell you what, it was the best day of calico bass fishing I've ever had.
Cool.
And I'm a believer. So there's any way that you want to fish it like you would up here, but don't be afraid to throw a weedless slug, bright colored, on the kelp carpet and be ready to have some fun.
God, how fun is that?
I got another good one here from Sean in Blossom Valley. He says, good morning, everybody. I went to Cedros last year, and it was by far the greatest fishing experience I've ever had.
Yay!
How about that, huh?
Love it.
So easy, so carefree, awesome captains, wide open, 30-pound yellowtail from 6 a.m. to 7:35 limits. I got 7:35 in the morning. I guess from 6 a.m. to 7:35 is limits by 7:35.
Yeah, come on.
I got limits 3 or 4 days and even a 44-pounder on a dropper loop.
Woo.
I highly recommend doing this trip. Rosie's awesome. Cedro Sport Fishing is the only place to go to.
You know, and he touched on something really quick that he loves, you know, certain things how to fish. And we find that to be true also with our captains. So before you go down there, I usually ask, you know, what are you fishing for? What do you like? How aggressive? Are you real aggressive?
Yeah.
Or, you know, you want to fish calico all day, every day. Because trust me, I got pond captains that'll fish calico bass with you all day, every day. They love to do that. They love to take you to their favorite spots. I've got, you know, you like Javier. Yeah. Man, he's going to be.
Put a surface iron rod on that man from sunup to sundown.
Oh,
he's got no quit in him.
Yellowtail killer.
Yeah, exactly. I always say that man can see through water, but it's like, you know, we try to pair you up with a Ponca captain.
All the captains are great.
They really are. Well, it's like, you know, Chevo this morning or yesterday sent me, but I got it this morning, sent me a picture of that white sea bass. You know, Chevo is my guy to where, okay, you want to go fish calico? You want, oh, halibut now? I know. I got my little honey hole for halibut. White sea bass, black. Okay, well, let's go over here then. You know, he knows all the little honey holes for all his little favorite spots and loves to fish all of it.
And cool. Some of those captains were born, raised, and work on that island.
They
know it like the back of their hand, but they are salt of the earth people.
We have captains that used to be divers at the lobster and abalone co-op. So not only do they know what's up here, but they know what's down there. They know the structure.
That's awesome.
They're good.
I love that.
We are blessed. We are very blessed.
Yeah, it's a pretty awesome spot.
Well, I had a fun text. Says, hey, guys, what a seamless operation. If only Rosie would catch our fish, then we could literally just eat and drink.
She can do that, too.
I have 2 trips already scheduled, and I guess I'm just going to have to labor over catching those yellowtail limits. My question, I've not caught a white sea bass yet. Jeff, what do I need to do differently? That's from Ted in San Diego.
Well, I can tell you that I've only caught 1 white sea bass at Cedros, and I'm under the opinion that unless you say you're going to go target them with the captain, it's a byproduct catch. We've had them caught in the kelp fishing calicos, throwing a swim, you know, a weedless swim bait and, you know, catch a 50, 60 pounder. Unexpected. So it's, yeah, you know, put that dropper loop on, pin on a nice mackerel. Did that last year and in the same spot, dropped it twice. Couldn't stop it on a Talica 12 on 80 pound and got just spanked. Reset up the jig or the rig and dropped right back down again. Wash, rinse, repeat, bust it off. Like we couldn't catch up to the fish.
Yeah.
So what was it? Who knows? But a dropper loop would probably be your best bet to get that bait down there. I'm not an expert on the habits of white sea bass, but I know they're one of the lazier fish. That they're not out there aggressively chasing bait. They're opportunistic. So, try it. You know, if you get one, awesome. If you don't, keep trying.
The only times we've ever caught them, really trying, we caught them, with a Hamburgaser rig, which is like that, you know, a chrome or it didn't even need to be chrome, but like a jig of some kind. The most common rig is like a big crocodile with a mackerel then pinned onto it, and the thing shakes around and flashes, and you often just fish in the rod holder, like above the kelp line. We've caught them there that way. We've had another trip where in Augustine Bay, the yellowtail, that particular trip, had big balls of squid pushed up to the surface, and we literally scooped the squid, and we just fished. Later in the day, we were fishing squid on a kelp line, and we caught them that way. But, Jeff, you nailed it. The problem, I think the reason why I've caught lesser sea bass down there is I love Cedros. I love fishing a surface iron and I love fishing a swim bait, and I often am fishing live bait lesser. And white sea bass, it's a live bait fish. You know what I mean? Will they bite a surface iron? Sure. Will they bite a swim bait? Sure. But really, if you're going to catch them, it's going to be fly line and that live mackerel.
Yeah.
And it's such good artificial opportunity there that I fish live bait less and therefore probably catch them less than some of the other guys do. So, Ted, pin a bait on.
And let me know, and I'll set you up with a captain that will really help target those fish.
And, Ted, set me up with a shoulder fillet, would you?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Danny from Temecula says, hi, everyone. Great show. I've always wanted to go to Cedros, and I was wondering if payment plans are allowed and how long is the payoff period offered?
You know what? I love the payment plan because I get more anglers that can go.
Yeah, totally.
You know, you don't need to pay half down. We would appreciate a $1,000 deposit, but we work with everybody. We would appreciate it if the trip is paid off 2 months in advance, but I always promise you I'll get your money before you get on the airplane, okay? So, yeah, payment plans are great. I have people that every paycheck they send in a few $100. I've got guys that make a one payment plan. They pay for the whole trip and it's everything in between. You get with me and I make notes on your account and we just go from there. So we love y'all.
The one thing I know about Rosie is you're as accommodating as you possibly can be and you're very detail oriented. Yeah, so I there's not a ton of people that I would trust that I would know, like, hey, I was, you know, every other paycheck I was throwing a few $100 at, like, but I guarantee, like, Rosie's got every cent accounted for. So
absolutely.
That's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
All right. You have another good one.
I thought so. It says
so many good ones.
Yeah, there's a ton of text. This one was
popular people, you two.
This one was all about Bonitos. It says, one, do the boats ever fish Bonitos Island? What are the conditions? What are the opportunities? And what's it like? And how does it differ from Cedros?
Well, and like you said, what are the opportunities to fish there? It's like, again, we have to get that right weather window because you're going to have to get in that ponga, go up the full lee of the island, and then go 17 miles over to Bonitos. I always say, you know, and that takes like about an hour and a half there, hour and a half back, depending on weather conditions. Why go there and give up 3 hours of fishing and travel time when you got it all right at Cedros? Now, if this is a bucket list and, you know, the calicos, I have to admit, there's some great big calicos there. There's some great big sheephead over there, and you want to have that experience. We will work with our weather window. We'll see what day will work best, and then we will shoot for that day. But now remember, we're going through a lot more fuel over there. So depending on, you know, if you're
maybe a fuel surcharge.
There will be a fuel surcharge.
Yeah.
There will be because the guys
have to. Yeah, fuel's not cheap there either.
Fuel right now is $15 a gallon.
$15 a gallon?
Yes, it is.
What?
Yes, it is.
Wow. And it's a good thing Rosie has such a great relationship down there to make sure we actually get that.
I believe that. Sure.
At $15 a gallon.
At $15 a gallon, happily.
Yeah. You're happy to fork that over.
And to have that.
Wow. I had no idea, Rosie.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yes, there will be a fuel surcharge if you're running to Bonitos.
Yeah. We're hoping that price obviously comes down, but, you know, there's, you know.
Sure.
We're on a remote island.
Yeah.
This is not like, you know, the U.S. Yeah. where it's just, you know, the stuff
it happens.
And there's things down there that happen in Mexico that somebody controls something
absolutely.
And then they get what they want.
Absolutely. And it's like, you know, I mean. We had a van that needed to come across on the barge on the salt transport facility. And you know what? There were some challenges at the salt transport facility. We had to wait 8 days for that van to come across, where normally we don't have to wait that long.
Sure.
So, I mean, it's like, yeah, we run into some challenges, but we do the best we can with what we got.
So John in Upland obviously is an experienced Sejo sport fishing guy. Says, good morning, Rosie and Jeff. John from Upland is, if you fish the second lodge, if you stay at the second lodge, can you request a captain from Lodge 1?
Okay, so I just had that happen yesterday.
Oh, that's a good
question. So what I do is, you know, a lot of times we have, you know, you guys that go down there. And
so let's back up for a second.
Yeah.
Explain the two lodges.
Okay.
Okay.
So Lodge 1 is our original lodge. We've been doing that lodge, I think, for 19 years now. All built on the hillside, beautiful, amazing view. Two sets of two buildings with each have three rooms. two per room, dining room downstairs, and a beautiful upper patio area overlooking the ocean. Lodge 2 is just up the road a few hundred yards. Again, built right on the cliff's edge. Five rooms, three rooms with two people, two rooms with three anglers in each of them. All have sliding glass doors that go out onto the balcony that overlook both lodges, overlook the lee side of the island. Both independent cooks and kitchens there.
Crew. Each one holds 12.
Each lodge holds 12. And the fish house is between, the fillet room is between both of those. Works out very well. And then, captain. So the captains, each lodge, like Javier is in charge of Lodge 1. These are his captains. Lalo is in charge of Lodge 2. These are the captains that work at Lodge 2. I had a gentleman that really wants Chevo coming up on a trip. So what I did is, because you guys all request these captains, I looked at Lodge 1 the trip before to see if anyone had requested Chevo. And I look at the lodge, the trip at Lodge 1 after that trip to see if anyone's requested Chevo. And no one requested him. So I will ask for Chevo to move for that, you know,
that block.
4 or 5 day period. And then we'll take a captain from Lodge 2.
So it can happen.
So it can happen, and it has happened.
Okay.
Now, if
not, but if there's requests,
if there's
a
request, I have to honor that
request. Of course, yeah. I'm surprised that Chevo had spot open, because he's probably one of the most requested captains that we have. He's just a, he doesn't speak any English.
Yeah.
But he knows.
He catches fish.
Oh, God, yeah.
He catches
fish.
You hear it on the radio, you know, Chevo, Chevo, Chevo.
Where are they?
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming here. More of your phone calls, more of your texts, more of your questions. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
Rock Codrick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it, fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And you heard it right there. Jeff has.
What more do we need to talk about?
Trek 500, Talica 12. That's,
Done.
Your outfit for Cedros, right?
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
Couldn't be better. And that new Talica 8. What an amazing little device that is.
Same with the new Tranx 300, man. Yeah. Like, Shimano is just doing such a great job. Like, they built the best reels, you know, whatever that was, when Talica and Tranx all those came out 10, 15 years ago. Now they're somehow making them better. This is the first year of seeing the brand new redesigned Tranx 300. The entire body is built out of the same piece. The side plate does not come off. I mean, there's access to the spool, but the side plate is integrated into the frame. It gives it more power. It's got better gearing. It's just everything those guys do. They figure out how to make the best reels better.
Yeah, absolutely. So check it out at your local Shimano dealer, the Tranx 500.
It's employee pricing, and it's happening now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. That's right, employee pricing across a full lineup for trucks and SUVs. A lineup featuring California's number one truck brand and Ford F-Series, America's all-time best-selling SUV and Ford Explorer, the iconic Ford Bronco, and more. No automaker employs more hourly workers or assembles more vehicles here in America than Ford Motor Company. And that's a commitment your San Diego County Ford dealers share by offering employee pricing to you. It's only for a limited time. Exclusions apply. Hurry to your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference. And that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? The Fujinon Stabiscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Technostabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision, even in rough waters. Perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they will be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all their in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which one is right for you. The fishing season is here, and you know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here with Jeff and Rosie in the house, in the world headquarters, talking Cedro sport fishing. What a great show this has been.
Yeah, for sure. Now let's head down to the East Cape and talk to our buddy Chris Moyers from Smokey's Curing Company and Cantina with the Baja Report. This report sponsored by Summit Gasoline in San Diego Sports Arena. I was there the other day. It's the place to go fill up your car, boat, or truck with the lowest prices on gas and diesel, for sure. I saw it, compared it. They have the lowest price. Did you know Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip? Over 40 snacks available, all just 89 cents. They have them all lined up there. It's super cool. Now you can get burritos and sandwiches for your trip, all made fresh daily. Ice is nearly half the price of other places, $3.99 for 25 pounds. And you get 100 pounds free when you get a 35-gallon fill. Summit Gasoline, free ice for our Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest gas prices, and now a $6 car wash, too, at the San Diego Sports Arena. Buenos dias, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Pedro, Rick, buenos dias.
Great to hear from you, buddy. We've been missing you. I can't tell you, Chris, how many text messages we get during the week that are always, where's Chris? I want to know what's going on at Smokies. We want to know what's happening down there. It's sure good to hear from you, buddy.
Oh, man, good to talk to you guys. And buenos dias to Jeff and Rosie as well. I can't tell you. I love listening to you guys talk about Cedros. That's definitely one of my bucket list trips. I've got to get there, man. And I love hearing about it.
Well, and you know what, really quick, because I know you're down on the East Cape, just to let you know, I have flown people in from Guerrero Negro, so you don't have to come all the way up here. You can go to Guerrero Negro, and then I fly you back and forth and through there when the plane comes to get us. So there you
we
go.
Talked about that last time.
We did.
Talked about that last time, Rosie. And yeah, you know, I've got it made in the shade down here. It's great, but I got to get up to Cedro.
Yeah, there you go.
A great week of fishing, guys. It's a great day today. It's we got a lot of cloud cover. It's overcast. Looks like we're finally going to get some rain. But this last week's been all about the tuna, man. It is incredible. Yellowfin tuna bite. We are getting limits. Every boat's basically getting limits. Yesterday, we got a bunch of tuna in the 50 to 60 pound range.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it is going off. And I mean, what you got to do is it's basically anywhere between Puna Pescadero to the north and, you know, maybe Los Frailes to the south, 20 to 40 miles out, go find the porpoise and it's game on. And everything from sardinas to hoochies, feeder plugs, and even an Evol's got some calamari there on the Palma stock. So whatever. I mean, I told you Vaquera caught some on the kite last week. So anyway, it's great fishing. We've got a lot of striped marlin out there, too. And we even got a handful, we've had several reports of blue marlin landings, which is really early. We got in double digits of wahoo. We got a couple yesterday, nice size, too, 40 pounders. So not really much Dorado to speak of, but again, you know, I'd say several Dorado, but you know, nothing really all about the, it's going off, guys.
God, I love it. Well, I mean, amazing that's how we're kicking things off with the report, and
right.
Great to hear about the big fish early, and like, this is a unseasonably good fishing for how it is. East Cape's always good, but to hear that there's already blue marlin happening and everything else, Chris, sounds like some awesome opportunities to come down and go fishing, and I just can't wait to be down there, enjoy the East Cape, and head on over to Smokey's and get my favorite shrimp taco of the world.
Shrimp taco and a nice cold Pacifico. I got waiting for you.
Speaking my language, brother.
You're going to love this, Pedro. Tonight's rib night.
We're going to be going off.
It's
the classic Rancho Leonero Saturday night rib night, now available at Smokey.
Say what?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, guys.
By
the way, I had to get out of there early yesterday because I had the fishing for today. So I managed to stay out of the briar patch. It nicked me, I got to admit. But the tequila is flowing like leche miel, I'll tell you that.
Chris, sure, good to have you back, buddy. I love it. I can picture it right now. Love Smokies. Love having the report, man. Sure, great to hear from you.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care. Talk to you next Saturday. Appreciate that very much.
Feels like we're whole again. Rosie's talking about Cedros. Chris is talking about the East Cape. Fish are biting. Feels like we're just back to whole, man. I like it very much.
Yeah, for sure. You have a great text.
I sure do. And let me pull it right back up here. This one, Jeff and Rosie, you talked about your favorite surface iron outfit. Can you give us your favorite calico bass outfit? Rod, reel, jig, and what's the best way to catch a big calico at Cedros?
Calico setup is a Tranx 400. I might have covered this a little bit earlier. It's got 60-pound backing, use a 60-pound short leader. Fish or swim bait that you like to use, I use MC swim baits. I have great luck, and I have it on the watermelon, Christmas tree, whatever you want to call it, the Viejos, and also the yellow banana slug, the big 8-inch weedless. I love that thing. When I first got them, Corey said, here, try this. I looked at him like, oh, this is a fisherman's gimmick, right? This is catching fishermen, not fish. I'll be damned. You know, that thing is a killer.
It really is a
killer. And fish on top of the kelp. So, you know, I've thrown stick baits down there on the edge of the kelp. I've thrown them out there by the lighthouse on the north end of the island and just chuck it out and blind cast and catching 4 or 5 pounders. So it's a great fishery. And when it's going off, it goes off on calicos. I've caught 2 at a time.
Like front hook, back hook on front a thick bait kind of thing?
That's and then 15, 20 fish following behind it.
Wow.
From various sizes. And it's... I'm getting goosebumps.
I had a customer who was, you know, buying gearing up from a Cedros trip, and he said, what do you think about the Alabama rig? You think they'll bite the Alabama rig down there? And I just, man, I don't think I would do it. And he looked at me, he's like, why? And I said, not only will it work, like, you're going to burn through your plastic too fast.
Four at a time.
Like, Cedros is classic for, we call it the cloud, you know, where you hook a calico bass and you're winding it back to the boat and a cloud of fish are following it up, trying to, you know, following the hook fish or many times trying to eat the swim bait out of the mouth that's trailing behind it. And it's not uncommon to see 40 or 50 bass come out of a kelp stringer trying to eat the same one. And we were joking, like, you have an Alabama rig down there. Sure, you're probably going to get a quad, but that also means you're going to be going through your baits 4 times as fast.
Can you imagine catching 4 3-pound calicos?
Yes,
I can
imagine it right now.
I'm envisioning it.
And it feels
in my head.
Real good. Too. Yeah. I'm all about it. And, you know, I don't care about burning through them too fast either.
Do you see that the teeth of the calicos down there seem to be sharper than they are up on in San Diego?
No, but the reason is you have a great day in San Diego and you're having to deal with the teeth, you know, 20 times. You deal with 20 times in the first hour of fishing down there. You're shredded.
This is true.
But
yeah.
I might add, calico fishing has been really good at Point Loma La Jolla.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to go calico fishing, really help you right here now. To warm up for Cedros.
Yeah.
Get out there right
And if
now.
You love fishing calicos and you're going to use plastics, take some crazy glue.
Smart.
Because you can glue them back together.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we were talking at the beginning of the show about managing your gear and keeping weight down to bring extra home. That's a great call. The other thing, too, is lead heads. You know, Corey kind of taught all of us about fishing heavy for calico bass. When I grew up fishing calico with Dad, we fished 12 pounds. Yeah. That was the line you fished for calico bass. If you fish your straight 65-pound Spectra on your Tranx 400 and then use a piece of 50 or 60-pound fluorocarbon, it is unbelievable how few lead heads you use. You never lose them to the kelp.
No.
You don't lose them to fish. I mean, you know, in the old days, again, I would take a Plano box full of lead heads. Now I bring, like, a couple of bags. Yeah. I like an ounce and a half is my favorite size. I bring 1 2-pack of 1-ouncers, and I bring 2 packs of ounce and a half, and that's it. That's all the lead heads for a week long. And I love calico fishing. Like, given the opportunity, I'll spend a high percentage of my time fishing calico bass, and I'll go down there for a week you know, with six lead heads and, yep. and oftentimes have the same one tied on to start with.
We were talking about that last night. A little heavier line, be comfortable with a good solid knot.
The things you need to think about too when you're fishing the bass, the difference is you're on a ponga. So if you get stuck, guess what? You get to go drive over and clear. Sometimes you get, they're hooked a little bit deeper, but yeah. Jump on the boat. Call Rosie. Sign up.
There you go. All right. I have another one here from Jasper, and he's calling us from San Diego. Question for Rosie. Wanted to bring my nephew down there who is under 18. Is there any other paperwork or anything I should know about bringing a minor down before I book the trip?
We have lots of minors going down. I think our youngest has been 7, and all the way up.
But this is his nephew, so it's not his son.
Correct. So there's a couple of different things that we do. First of all, he still needs a passport. And then I have to link his passport to you as his guardian or
caretaker.
And
you do that.
I do that.
Okay.
I do that when I file for your FMM visas. The other thing, which is not a bad idea, and you can get like a notarized letter.
Yeah, smart.
From the parents. Basically saying that
it's a backup.
A backup. And never in the going on 10 years that I've done this has there ever been an issue. And I know one guy, they were going across the border and they asked the kid, who is this person to you? And, you know, this is my dad.
Yeah.
He's like, okay. And, you know, very comfortable situation. It's easy and it's safe because basically we're going through the CBX. We're going right into the airport, and you're taken right to the plane. So it's all comfortable there.
I have a question. He says he's a minor and he's 18.
No, he said under 18.
Oh, under 18.
Under 18.
Okay.
Under 18. So.
Yeah. All right. So I want to address an issue we're having this morning with our app and the phone system. The good news is we have a new sound system for YouTube and Facebook, and it's working.
I know. So,
and it's digital sound. It's the sound. I think if you're watching YouTube and Facebook right now, it's way improved.
The best
than
quality
it has
we've
been,
had
best
yet.
Part of color. Nice. The bad news is, on the app, we're having some issues of it coming in and out. But the phone system that we have wasn't connecting, so you couldn't hear Rick, you couldn't or Chris, you couldn't hear Mark on the app, but you could hear him fine on YouTube and Facebook. We'll work with George after the show to get that fixed for you, Rick.
You're out of here
for 10 days, and I'm not going to leave you with this mess. But we apologize for those of you listening to the app, but we will get it fixed. It's just some kind of glitch in our system here, and we'll fix it.
Yeah, and in the meantime, switch over to YouTube. So
watch that's YouTube.
That's Facebook. The beauty of having lots of ways to consume Let's Talk Hookup, because there's always another one.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. Well, hey, I had a fun text come through. Hi, Pete, Rick, and Rosie, and Jeff. This will be my 6th trip to Cedros Paradise. Rosie, please share about the amazing people who work at Cedros Sport Fishing who treat your guests as family. And oh my gosh, the food. Can you please talk about that? I can't wait for my trip this year with Cal and Eric Sheets. That's from Cheer Critchlow.
Cheer. Good old Cheer. You know what? The food is good.
The best pozole ever.
Oh my God.
So, let me just talk about the crew. The crew, the minute you show up, they are your new family and they treat you like family because they want you to keep on coming back. And, you know, everything there is cooked. It's like it's home style. And the pozole is wonderful.
God,
and
so
we
good.
Do take, you know, we do accommodate some of the diet restrictions too. Like if you're vegetarian, the chili rellenos down there are wonderful. You know, if you don't eat, beef or pork, I have some down there right now that doesn't eat beef or pork. Well, he's having fish or chicken. So the girls are very accommodating and yeah, they treat you just like family. You know, the food is, you know, the morning, it's always just a nice little breakfast. Get you out on the water with the lunch, whether it be a deli sandwich or a machaca burrito or something of the sort. When you come back in the afternoon, you're always going to have a nice little appetizer, whether it be sashimi or ceviche or quesadillas, something to tie you over until dinner comes. First night that you arrive, it's always a traditional carne asada dinner. The tortillas down there are absolutely epic. By the way, they do freeze well. and then throughout the week, it'll be a little something different, whether it's fish tacos or whatever they're going to have down there. The last night is also always a ribeye steak. And this year, we've worked very hard to pair that throughout the year with lobster.
Lobster. Hey.
So you will have
during the season?
Through the whole season.
Wow.
Which is like for them September through March.
September 15th starts our lobster season down there, and we made.
So if you go in the fall, not only you have chance to pelagics and great weather, but also lobster and steak.
Yeah, but we have lobster and steak now from May to October. We purchased it through the Lobster and Abalone Co-op last year so that everyone can have a steak and lobster dinner.
During that period?
No,
during
the whole season.
So you freeze them and
steak
and lobster.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
And trust me, they freeze well. And they taste just as good 6 months later because we just ate seven of them the other night.
Yeah. very nice. Very nice. Hey, another one here from Mario in Pasadena. Good morning. And I've had a lot of texts like this.
Yeah.
People want to know about this. Fantastic show. Why is there such a distinction between lodges one and two? Are they separate by a long way? Is it in dining it different in each? Give some clarity between the difference between the two lodges.
I don't want to say there's a lot different because we run them both the same way. I would say the only difference with them is the room configurations. You know, Lodge 1, it's been worked on now for 19 years to get it to where it's at. Six rooms, two occupancy per room. But like anytime I had like three people going down there, someone would maybe be left out of a room or we could move a bed around. But Lodge 2 is, you know, we get, like I said, it's three rooms with two beds, two rooms with three beds. The rooms are larger and the bathrooms are larger up there. They all have sliding glass doors that go out onto a balcony. So if you're, like Cheer just called, you know, they're going with the Cal and Eric Sheets this year. It's a very tight-knit group. You know, they hang out on that patio, and it's all right there. At Lodge 1, you can move around a little bit more. There's more places. But you know what?
Is it like kind of a personal preference thing, which lodge you like?
Oh, you know what? Everybody has their favorites, Jeff.
You know,
you've been at both.
I've been at both. I can give you a kind of describing it so you can get a visual. Lodge 1 has a little bit of up and down with elevation changes from the decks.
You walk, two steps up, two steps down.
You're walking a little bit downhill, getting to the kitchen. No big deal. It's all paved with big pavers. Lodge 2, when it was built, has a large patio, probably 2,000 square foot patio along the back of the lodge. So when you walk out of your room, it's on a flat surface. When you walk into the kitchen, it's a flat surface.
Nice.
A lot of older people, kind of like me after my new knee, maybe can't get up and downstairs all that well. Maybe Lodge 2 is something that's better for you. As far as when the Rosie was describing the food and everything, if you're going to be in Lodge 1, there's really no need to go to Lodge 2 unless you have a friend. The food's the same service, same everything. But you can go up there and look at it. Nothing stopping you. You can walk up there and probably take you 5 minutes.
So you have people say, we want Lodge 2. We want Lodge 1. You have people that
prefer. I do.
Because they're both beautiful.
Yeah. I have a group, a construction charter that goes down twice a year. I think the shortest guy in that group is probably 6'2", 6'3", up to 6'7".
Some big boys.
Oh, dang.
Very tall. I mean, just all tall guys. And Lodge 2 just works better for them. There's more, I mean...
I've always stayed at one, never had the luxury to stay at two. When I talked to Eric Sheets, he stayed at two. He said it's his favorite. He said he prefers it. You know, I mean, it's just, I don't think there's a bad choice down there.
Yeah. You can't go really wrong with either lodge.
Yeah, for sure. I have another good one here. It was from John in Huntington Beach, and we're kind of getting short on time, but it's an important one. So, good morning, Jeff. It's Jeff from Huntington Beach. Jeff, Pete. Rockcod went to Stagecoach a couple years ago, and it was epic. I am a retired airline pilot, and I can attest that the charter flight was very safe and comfortable.
Oh, cool.
Thanks to Rosie, my son David and I talked about returning next summer with some of his buddies. Do you have a Let's Talk Hookup sponsored trip planned for next year?
You know what we do? Let's Talk Hookup does two trips, usually end of June, beginning of July, and then end of July, beginning of August, depending on just how the date and the calendar all runs together. And yes.
What about availability of trips this year and next year?
Okay,
is it too early to book for next year?
It is a little bit too early, but what I do, you know me, I'm kind of a little bit OCD. I have my 2026 calendar already going.
Okay. We'll talk about that.
Yeah. Call me, get me on the list.
Get on the list.
Because I get on the list, and we'll get you in there to where you can make your arrangements.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Facebook, YouTube Live, and on the Let's Talk Hookup app. When we come back, we're going to find out who's winning a brand new pair of Costas.
Power your boat.
Me.
Norse Lithium. Yeah. The ultimate choice for marine adventures. Our batteries deliver unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power. Packed with cutting-edge technology like Deep Sleep to eliminate phantom draw. Built with rugged BCI-compliant cases, they're designed to handle the toughest conditions on the water. Stay in control with the Norsk Guardian app. Monitor performance, track battery health, and unlock advanced features right from your phone. Charge with confidence using EvoTech onboard and DC-to-DC chargers for fast, efficient, and hassle-free power management. Designed for maximum compatibility, these chargers keep your entire system running at peak performance, so you're always ready for the next trip. With a 10-plus-2-year non-prorated warranty, you can trust your batteries to perform for years to come. Our industry-leading warranty ensures you get the most out of your investment. With dedicated customer support if you ever need it, upgrade your marine power today. Set up your custom system at NorseLithium.com or visit Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood. Norse Lithium. No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer, or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it is time to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costas. Rosie's going to do us the honor flipping that prize coin. Okay, today we have a texter. Congratulations, Danny from Temecula. You have got yourself those brand new Costa. The white tip pros. Congratulations,
this
buddy.
One right here.
Yeah.
Those beautiful pair. Those things look so sweet.
Hey, Rosie, if somebody wants to book a trip, how do we do that and when do we do that?
Yeah, you know, the best thing really is to give me a call, 619-772-7570, because there's a lot more questions that we can answer going on the phone. And I would always suggest looking over the website really quick at SaderosportFishing.com to see what trips we do have open. But we still have some openings.
This year.
Yeah, I keep on expanding.
In both lodges.
Yeah.
So, and you have trips going through October?
Through the end of October.
Through the end of October.
And I can always expand on that.
Okay, what's the best time to come?
Whenever
yes.
you want to go.
Whenever you
yes,
want to go.
Yes, yes, it's all the best good, time
right?
to go.
It's all good. Yeah. So you can get in. There's spots available. What if you wanted to charter the whole lodge?
So, okay, so Harold Davis just sent me a text message. Remember, I want the whole lodge next year. And that is something that, like, it, like, wouldn't be able to do it now. But if you're wanting the whole week next year, you need to let me know. Because yeah. as I start, you know, forming the schedule and seeing
who's
coming
back. And it's 3-day
and
4-day trips, right?
5 and 6 day trips.
5 and 6 day
with
trips.
3 to 4 days of fishing with the option of the half day fishing.
Right.
But it's like,
great.
Yep, we're getting
going.
All right, going
how do we get a hold of you?
619-772-7570.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Rosie. Thanks for being here. Thanks to you, all of you out there. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. He is fantastic, and we appreciate him. And tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, it'll be Rick and Corey. I'm headed for Christmas Island with a big group there. Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing will be giving away a trip on Fisherman's Landing. That's going to be great. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on YouTube, Facebook Live, 97 Through the Fan. And the Let's Talk Hookup app.